Prepare yourself
for Talk Radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is already the March 30th. 2008, April Fool's Day, rapidly approaching everyone. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We have Yuki Hisa Fujita joining us, coming up at the start of the next hour. He is on Japan's National Security Council. He is also the leader of Japan's second largest party, and he has had nationwide televised hearings in the Japanese parliament concerning 9/11 being an inside job. They played the clips of firefighters and police saying, get back, the government's going to blow up Building 7. Yeah, there's just a whole bunch of CNN, Fox clips where they say, we're going to blow up Building 7, we're bringing it down. The cops say, get back, we're blowing it up. And then they say it fell on its own, 47-story building. And he goes through hours of that every month now on the Japanese diet. And then at the higher council above that. And it's just coming out everywhere. We have one of the most respected and longest serving in the modern age since Mussolini. Served 7+ years as Italy's president, was the former head of their CIA. He's gone public saying that criminals running our government carried out the attacks. A bunch of former CIA section chiefs, like Bill Christensen and others, have gone public saying it's an inside job. But the media is very good at only giving it attention of some Hollywood person that they think that they can attack, like, well, Oscar winner this year. She got Best Actress. She came out and talked about it, so they did focus on that in the media because she's foreign, she's French, she's a woman. They can try to demonize her. But Yuki Hisa Fujita will be on with us coming up for about 20 or 30 minutes in the second hour today. Jim Mars, former Fort Worth Star-Telegram reporter. He wrote the screenplay for the film JFK. He's going to be popping in. ABC News, BBC, NBC have come out with separate reports. The head of the National Forensics Society, and then also one of the top doctorates in sound acoustics, they had a big symposium out in California a few weeks ago documenting how Sirhan didn't shoot RFK, 40th anniversary coming up. But separately, the BBC just got the films analyzed showing four CIA operatives, one of them a section chief from Asia, there in the crowd. They've also analyzed the gun that was used to shoot Bobby in the back. Of course, we always knew this. The L.A. coroner said that he was shot in the back at point-blank powder burns, not by the mental patient that they set up, Sirhan. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes. Now, we'll take a few calls today, but I'm not taking many. So just understand that some shows we take nothing but calls, some shows we don't take many, and today is one of those. So I don't know when we're going to get to you, but we will get to you, because I've got a lot of news I want to cover while these two guests are on with us as well. So John in Florida and Mo in Oregon and Paul in Montana, we'll get to you, but just be prepared to wait, okay? Let me just give you the stacks of news I have here in front of me. China has been caught cloaking soldiers as monks to incite riots. British government is now saying that's even the case. We told you that about a week and a half ago. Also, airport security forces woman to remove nipple ring with pliers, and how that ties into other reports that we have, like cops beat peaceful Tibetan protesters in America, how this is all training for the police state and how the elites are engaging in this training. Also, mobile phones more dangerous than smoking, top government report, but people are going to continue their heavy use, radiating in their brains. Also, Mukasey says, the Attorney General, terrorists behind copyright violations, they're saying that copyright violation of any type now will be terrorism and you won't get a Bill of Rights or Constitution or due process. You can't make this stuff up. All misdemeanors under Section 802 of the Patriot Act are terrorism. 10% of the college graduates going into Homeland Security isn't for real terrorism, folks. It's to run your life. It's to have secret police everywhere. It's the new America. So we'll be going over some of that as well. And then I've got this report, this group of reports. Under siege in Baghdad's Mahdi Army stronghold. Areas of Baghdad fall to militias as Iraq Army falters in Basra. Iraqi police in Basra shed their uniforms, kept their rifles, and switched sides. Now, I was listening to fake conservative, because they're not real conservative. They're there to neutralize real conservatives until it's too late to the globalist agenda. I listened to some San Antonio radio and some national radio, and it was Al-Qaeda is attacking in Basra, and Al-Qaeda is attacking in Baghdad, and that Al-Qaeda, backed by Iran, is attacking the Green Zone. Now, I talk about this every week, and it's finally getting some attention. Iran is Shiite. It is predominantly Shiites attacking the minority-run Sunni government. Sunni is the group that Al-Qaeda comes from. So when you listen to the news and you listen to McCain, and I'm not saying vote for the Democrats either. The point is they're all a pack of criminals. They talk to you like you're two-year-old fools. So just find out where Iraq is on a map. Get a globe out or get a map out. Learn about the different branches of Islam. Learn about how they're at each other's throats. And then watch the news and realize that they lie to you. Okay? Now, why did all this start? They were about to have fair elections again. It clearly showed that the Shiites were going to win. They can't have that. And so the Sunnis started invading strongholds, and they broke the ceasefire that had, not the surge isn't what worked. The ceasefire of a year and a half ago, and by working, it did cut back 50% the violence against Iraqis and the troops on both sides. I say all three sides, the Iraqi government puppet troops, our troops, and then the Shiites. So there was a ceasefire with al-Sadr, and that's admitted. A week ago, they rolled in there, started trying to get him, started trying to get others, started trying to take over Basra for no reason, and now all hell is broken loose. That way you can't have a real election, and that way the people can't actually have their will. And now they've got an excuse to keep our troops there even longer. It's called the strategy of tension. When people get, you know, first they say we're going to Iraq for 6 weeks, then they say 6 months, then they say mission accomplished, then they say, oh, well, we've got to stop the violence, then they make deals and cut back on the violence, which is still just epidemic. Kind of like having one leg sawed off, and then, you know, they saw off the other, and then they tourniquet one and say, well, you're okay. Both legs are sawed off, but a tourniquet's on one. And then now they're going to say, oh, we got to stay forever because now the violence has started again. When you read the Pentagon plans and Israeli plans from more than a decade ago, they said split it in three parts, have the groups fight each other, and then set up military bases to project power into Iran, and then, of course, into Syria and surrounding areas. So that's the basics there. And now these vaunted brigades of troops trained by the U.S. and England are ordered to go in and attack their fellow Shiites and their fellow Iraqis, and they're laying their guns down. And I saw a London Guardian article calling them turncoats. No, they're not turncoats. They're with their people, with their religion. Would you expect Americans to do anything else? Again, the people running our government knowingly attack them to get them to fight back because they don't want peace in the country. They want turmoil. That's the stratagem. Now, the really big news when we get back. This is not Alex Jones. Though I've talked a lot about this, I'm very thankful to see this in the New York Times. Asking the judge to save the world or more. When we get back, antimatter weapons. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, March 26, 2008, gold $942.70. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $969.71, $477.55 for half, $238.78 for quarter. That's $969.71, $477.55, and $238.78. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
All right, my friends, we're back live here. I remember in college, and I remember watching PBS and reading a few books by quantum mechanics and physicists about the danger of superconducting super colliders. And there's a lot of other different devices and systems, and they've had machines for 40 years that take the amount of power that Cincinnati, was one example, uses in a week to change elements. They can change different metals into gold, or they can create totally new elements. They've created a bunch of them. You know, that's one example. I mean, this science fiction stuff's been around 40 years. They were going to build a superconducting super collider from Waxahachie down to Austin, Texas. And I remember at the time reading about it when it stalled in the mid-1990s, actually when Bush Sr. left office in 93, he killed it. And they built a large part of it, huge underground labyrinth up at Waxahachie. They built about a third of it. And they shoot different particles of lead and uranium and plutonium and gold and other heavy elements at the speed of light into other elements, or they accelerate them towards each other. And these things cost hundreds of billions of dollars to build. The European Union built the biggest one. They've got a whole bunch of them here in the U.S. And I'm going to get a bunch of top scientists and physicists on about this. Every time I mention this, people email me and say, man, you're nuts. This is UFO stuff. Look, I don't cover stuff that isn't documented. And all I know is the head of the British Royal Society, the most prestigious in the world, who's a physicist, wrote a book 20 years ago saying this could easily destroy the planet or the solar system. There's a bunch of physicists that are now suing to block this new collider that the equations show that there is a possibility of basically antimatter explosions is the simplest way to put it. But I thought instead of, I mean, sometime this week, someday on the weekday show or maybe even tomorrow. In fact, Trey, my producer's in there yesterday, I dug up one of these physicists who's suing Number in Hawaii. I sent that to you. I want to get him on in the next few days. We're going to have a bunch of them on. And these are not quacks. These are highly respected physicists. And they're saying that the equations are showing all sorts of problems. Now, they're talking about it creating black holes. And the same physicists, and it's a large group of them, have been saying this for in the equations for 40 years, complaining for 20, lawsuits for, well, since 1990, they've been different groups have been filing suits. So that's 18 years. And they said, theoretically, this shows that there's a probability, if they do thousands of tests, that you will get black holes. Well, now they got black holes. And the New York Times obviously didn't do its research on this. I mean, they say it's a real threat, but they say, oh, that's not going to make a black hole. They have the head of one of these colliders saying that's kooky. Well, funny, already in similar colliders, National Geographic, black hole. A Brown University physicist has created a black hole and a particle accelerator. That's National Geographic. That was March 18, 2005. Here's Fox News. Scientists create artificial black hole in lab. Exactly what these physicists warned everybody about 20 years ago is what they're now doing. Now, I've got LA Times here. Here's the San Francisco Chronicle. Air Force pursuing antimatter weapons. Program was touted publicly, then official gag order came, and it goes into this long article admitting that the Air Force 7 years ago admitted they had already created antimatter weapons, isolated them in these particle accelerators, then they've got to hold them in these huge facilities with these different magnetic fields that take the power of a city, literally, just to hold it, and then they go, but don't worry, they decay before they explode, and then, oh, don't worry, physicist Hawking's Hawking, he said that it would make black holes, but that they would decay and break down. But he said that after these were developed. The physicists that predicted they would make black holes, even by accident, in these superconducting supercolliders, predicted it, and they laughed at them, and then they made them. Now, the problem is that they say, well, we're holding these black holes in these fields. And so they're unable to get more matter to energize themselves and grow, and so they decay and break up. You see, if a black hole is able to start grabbing other particles around it, its core gets smaller and denser. But don't worry, if this happens, you won't feel anything. You will be crushed into subatomic quarks, and that's, you know, little subdivisions of atoms, and sucked into a, you know, something smaller than a pinhead instantly. You will feel no pain, no nothing, just all the birds, all the bees, your boathouse, your home, grandma, pictures of grandma, it's all gone. The whole planet, everything gone. Solar system pulled in, sun pulled in, everything gone. But that's only one of the hundreds of things that physicists have predicted that these would be able to create. Now they're creating them. But don't worry, you're worried about taking some farmer's ranch, the name of environmentalism. Or you're worried for some corrupt developer who runs the local environmental front group. Or you're worried about the ozone gases, the carbon dioxide that plants breathe that humans exhale. We've got to tax that. Or, you know, all these petty issues. You're not worried about the genetic engineering, the thousands of labs randomly cross-spicing different species, huge megaviruses that have already gotten out, all sorts of serious problems. I've had double prize winners on about this. I'm not giving you my opinion. This is already happening. You like 1 in 33 having cancer. Now it's 1 in 3, about to be 1 in 2. You like everybody having diabetes, all the stuff that's happening. You like GMO food. You like the fact that these GMO foods kill all the rats that eat it. They still certify it and feed it to us. We're a lot tougher than a rat, folks, but it's messing us up. You like what sodium fluoride does to your kidneys and your brain? My point is the elites are out of their mind. They've got to have this power. They've got to be the ones that, well, whoever discovers it will have total control. And whoever has the antimatter weapons, whoever has the free energy, we have to do this. I don't know if Atlantis existed, but the legend is they created an energy system and were playing with this type of stuff, and it totally blew the continent to pieces in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Now, I don't believe in stuff like that. Who knows if that was true? The point is we're coming up to some type of Atlantean disaster here with the genetic engineering, with the with what they're doing in superconducting super colliders. And that's only one class of these laboratories. There's literally hundreds of these things. Air Force pursuing antimatter weapons. Program was touted publicly, then came official gag order. But before I get into that, let me just read you the New York Times from Friday. Asking a judge to save the world or more. More fighting in Iraq, Somalian chaos. People in this country can't afford their mortgages, and in some places now, they can't even afford rice. None of this, nor the rest of the grimness on the front page today, will matter a bit, though, if the two men pursuing a lawsuit in federal court in Hawaii turn out to be right. They think a giant particle accelerator that will begin smashing protons together outside Geneva this summer might produce a black hole or something else that will spell the end of Earth, and maybe the universe. And it goes on to say that a lot of top scientists agree with them. We'll finish up with this. Go to Jim Mars. He's now basically admitted the government killed RFK. Then we've got a high-level member of the Japanese parliament coming on to talk about 9/11 and inside jobs. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live. We're about to go to a man who was recognized as the world expert on the JFK and RFK assassinations. He was the first person to teach an accredited college course in the assassination. Of course, he was working Dallas and Fort Worth as a crime reporter. In fact, he even danced on the bar at Jack Ruby's bar in the weeks before the JFK assassination in Dallas 43 years ago. But Bobby's in the news now. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Yeah, later this week on the weekday show, or maybe even next Sunday, I'm going to do like 2 hours on advanced technologies, on the types of things that the superconducting super colliders, that the quantum mechanics, that the engineers are the physicists are doing there. And a lot of, I mean, the head physicist, the guy who previously headed up the Royal Society in England, said 20 years ago he thought it could create black holes. And that's why other physicists checked into it and said, my God, we think they're going to create black holes in these colliders. There's a good chance that if they do thousands of experiments with these heavy particles that this will happen. And there's a bunch of other things it can create. And now they've been doing that. And you understand, if a black hole gets going, it'll just suck the whole planet into it, everything, down to something much smaller than the head of a pin. And if you want to laugh at these equations, Planck and others in 1910, Einstein just picked it up and codified it. German physicist came up with the plans and said, our mathematics show that if you do this with uranium or plutonium, that you'll have this happen. And they were able to predict the yields exactly 30 years before it happened in 1944. And they dropped it in 45. That's 60-plus years ago, almost 70 years ago. And then the Air Force admits they've made antimatter weapons. They admit that they've isolated antimatter in these chambers. And then the New York Times comes out and says, well, it is a problem. But then they talk to the head of the European Collider. They call it the heavy reactor. And, well, we only have Jim for about 25 minutes. I better shut up. It's just, how do you get into a subject like this? This is the type of things, while my kids are playing in the backyard, I'm thinking about this. And I'm thinking about, you know, all the other serious issues. Why wouldn't you? It's not like I'm special or intellectual. You find out about this, you get concerned. And you find out all these other top scientists are all concerned. And the governments, though, all are in races with each other, and they're randomly splicing genetics. They're randomly colliding heavy particles in superconducting supercolliders. They're randomly just to see what will happen. Meanwhile, the public's watching Britney Spears getting her Botox. I don't know what to do. You know, I know Jim's actually written about subjects like this, but we're about to get into Bobby here briefly. Jim, I know you've been concerned about these superconducting super colliders, but I've talked to people with degrees, even people who, you know, have got science degrees, and they're not even aware of this, Jim.
Well, what we all need to keep in mind is that back when they tested the first atomic bomb at the Trinity site in New Mexico, this is in the spring of 1945, fully half or more of the scientists working on the Manhattan Project sincerely believed that once they set off a nuclear chain reaction, they would not be able to stop it, and it would eventually catch the atmosphere on fire and would incinerate the entire planet. But they set it off anyway. Luckily, they were wrong about that one. But you're absolutely right, Alex. There's no question in my mind that right now, even as we speak, and even as your listeners are listening, there are deep, secret government laboratories where they are tinkering with the basic energy building blocks of the universe.
Now, let's be clear. In public labs, they're doing things that their own equations say have a good chance of blowing the whole solar system to kingdom come. But blowing is the wrong word. It won't be expanding. It'll be contracting. And that's just one of the threats. And I mean, what is wrong with these people? In fact, they've got that famous documentary from Discovery Channel, The Trinity, where it showed the secret test for the first time, where they detonated in one night like 100 high-powered hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere to see if it would set the Earth's atmosphere on fire. I mean, and that's on mainstream television at one night, hundreds of nukes going off in the atmosphere.
And now we're wondering why there's a hole in the ozone layer.
These people, I mean, what is wrong with the New World Order?
That's one reason that they have been dismissing global warming for so long, because once you really look at it, you figure out that it was above-ground atomic testing that blew the holes in the atmosphere.
Then there's major studies on that. I tell you, there's not a subject Jim isn't an expert on. We only have about 20 minutes, Jim. Let's quickly get into the two separate articles that have broken two separate camps, the BBC, 3-year investigation, Newsnight, their most prestigious program, basically their nightly news, saying that 4 CIA high-level operatives from Southeast Asia photographed, filmed around Bobby at the time, something you've always said. And then separately, we always knew that the coroner had talked about him being shot in the back, not in the front. And now we have the head of the National Forensic Society and a whole bunch of other top scientists saying, yes, he was shot from the back, not from the front. Boil it down for folks, the two separate camps. Then let's go into detail on both sides.
Well, of course, this is actually nothing new. Me and many other people, almost since the time of the Robert Kennedy assassination, have loudly tried to shout out that he was not killed by Sirhan Sirhan, who cannot remember anything that happened since he was probably brainwashed. But what is happening is, and what makes these stories significant, is that after all these years and after all the further evidence, including scientific evidence, comes out, more and more people are waking up and beginning to realize that the so-called conspiracy theorists were actually right all along, just as we were in the Kennedy assassination, just as we were in the Martin Luther King assassination, just as we were in the
Gulf of Tonkin,
Waco, the bombing of the world of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. You know, they're finally beginning to kind of wake up, and it's almost too late, because I know you, like I do, keep up with the economic news, and it does not look good at all. We're just basically, we're a nation that's broke, because according to the government's own statistics, the total government obligations total more than $53 trillion. And compare that against the net worth of all U.S. households, which is estimated as just slightly above $40 trillion. So we owe more money than we could possibly ever produce.
That's right. The private bankers created a liquidity bubble that no one, again, it's a economists called it a financial black hole. Its mass is so much greater than all real assets, it cannot be escaped. And then the bankers will have a consolidation. The Federal Reserve in 93 and then in 99 publicly changed the rules to allow the criminal lending we have just witnessed that popped the bubble. We said 3 years ago that would start with the housing market. We were right from inside sources, inside Davos and Bilderberg. And now, New York Times, Treasury Department plan would give Federal Reserve more power. Federal Reserve seeks broad authority to oversee financial market stability. And they say with actual less regulation. So they engineer the collapse, and then they play the part of the judge, jury, and execution over their own crime. Jim Mars?
That's exactly correct. In fact, if you go back and check out the booms and busts of the late 1800s and early 1900s, it was all contrived, and the whole purpose was to create the Federal Reserve System in the first place, which they studiously, up until maybe just a decade ago, refused to refer to as a central bank. And now, just all of a sudden, you listen to National Public Radio, you read the Wall Street Journal, and they refer to the Fed as the central bank. The central bank is an issue that was highly contested since the very founding of this republic. And basically, the people have always said, we don't want a central bank. And yet, now we have one, and nobody ever got a chance to vote on it.
And now we gave the private bankers total control over the fiat currency, and they're going to completely rape us. Jim, though, I want to, in the last segment we've got with you, I want to, I know you've written books on it, covered it ad nauseum. It's old news for you, but it's all over the news now. Walk through exactly how they killed Bobby in the back. Now they've even isolated that it was his gun that did it. I mean, this is mainstream news, but I want to go over how they engineered that and a lot more with our guest on the other side, Jim Mars, on Alex Jones.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Jim Mars is our guest. Jim Mars is consulting, and of course, in a JFK film I'm putting out. I think we're going to add a little bit about Bobby in there as well. That'll be out in about 6-8 months. You've got a new book coming out, too. Are you ready to tell folks what it's about, proving how the whole Nazi system was just transplanted over here, Jim?
Well, that's pretty much the story, except, of course, that sounds pretty outrageous that, wait a minute, we are now the Fourth Reich. But if you'll read the material that I've put together in a new book that's due out here in a couple of months, you'll find the names, dates, places, families, corporations which supported Hitler. And then when Hitler's Third Reich was defeated in World War II, they simply brought thousands and thousands of Nazis and pro-Nazis.
And that's because there was already a huge Nazi apparatus with the Rockefellers,
right,
over here, the owner, Thomas Watson of IBM, the Bush Senior was the head Nazi bagman of the
bank.
Yeah,
the names of prominent Americans who supported Hitler is pretty amazing. You've got Watson of IBM, you've got Henry Ford of Ford Motor Company, you've got Chase Bank and John J. McCloy, you've got the Dulles brothers, you got who are all representing the Rockefellers, Standard Oil. Standard Oil, by the way, had tankers that were refueling German U-boats in the Caribbean in late 1944, almost towards the end of the war. It's always a deal. It's just it's always a business deal.
Well, they put Hitler in power and then set him up.
Right.
I mean, as you know, but that's all mainstream history. I can't wait. I'm going to carry the book on the shopping cart, the bookstore at InfoWars.com. Okay, we got about 10 minutes left. Get into the Bobby situation. I mean, for people that don't know the basics of what really happened.
Okay, what most people know is that Robert Kennedy, on the very night in June of 1968, when he received the California nomination for president, that pretty well cinched him for the National Democratic nomination. In other words, he was going to be the presidential candidate in 1968. Just a few days before that, before his assassination, he was asked, what can you do about the death of your brother, President John F. Kennedy? And he replied that he couldn't do anything about the death of his brother until he had the powers of the presidency, which tells me he knows what Alex, you and I both know, which is you have to have control of the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all these other alphabet agencies before you can reveal what actually happened in the Kennedy assassination. But of course he never got a chance to do that, because walking through a back pantry of the Ambassador Hotel, shots were fired and he was fatally wounded. Okay, now we all know that. We all know that Sirhan Sirhan went to trial and is serving a life sentence for doing the shooting. Here's what you need to remember about the Robert Kennedy assassination. Number one, Sirhan never got closer than 3 or 4 feet in front of Kennedy, and yet Thomas Noguchi, a world-class medical examiner, testified under oath in court that the shot that killed Robert Kennedy was fired into his right behind the right ear, hit the right mastoid.
There were 4 shots pumped into him.
Yeah,
with
in the back, one and one in the head. And so the thing to remember is that Noguchi said that the shot to his right mastoid behind his right ear was at no more than 3 inches away. So he was
Huge powder burn, deeply burned in. Yeah.
Exactly. So he was shot by someone standing right beside
him. By the way, he was the big L.A. coroner, but they went after him, but then he got vindicated later. I mean, this is the coroner, medical examiner, saying he was shot in the back, and we have his little friend behind him, and now it's the same gun we know he owned that these acoustics experts have matched. But go ahead.
That's right. So the actual killer of Robert Kennedy was a part-time security guard named Thane Cesar, and his name has been bounced around for years, and if there's no truth to this, you'd think that Cesar or his family would have filed suit and made lots of money, but nobody said anything. And interestingly enough, his day job was working at a U-2 spy plane facility run by the CIA. So we see the footprints of CIA and of government.
Funny, Lee Harvey Oswald worked at the U-2 spy base.
That's true. And Lee Harvey Oswald, by the way, and this has been totally confirmed, was being used operationally by the CIA prior to the assassination.
Now, that control number has now been declassified, but I'm interrupting here. We're not just saying this about Mr. Cesar. He's the guy standing right behind Kennedy when all of this happened, and now this is ABC News, this is CBS, NBC. They're coming out and saying it. The top forensic experts of the country, the guy that heads up the society, they have gone in with the audio and isolated it to 14 shots, explained that, and then they matched it to the gun that Cesar even had a license for.
That's right. There were more shots fired than was possible for Sirhan's six-shot revolver to accommodate. Now, this is the same thing that's gone on and on. 40 years after the Kennedy assassination, we finally, anybody that cared to look, could determine for themselves that he was killed as a result of a conspiracy to track right back to the federal government of the United States. Same thing now with Robert Kennedy.
And he had just won he had locked in the Democratic nomination.
Right. But my point is that 40 years later, it's like, okay, we'll tell the truth now or we'll allow the truth to come out because who's going to do anything? And I say this because 9/11 is not that far back and we are still embroiled in the effects of 9/11. Homeland Security, the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and it was all based on lies right down the line. And as more information comes out, we're finding that 9/11 was indeed an inside job.
Stop there. I want to get into that in closing, but let's go back for people to be clear, for police officers listening, for instance. It's mainstream news admitted, the coroner, the police, and they were told to shut up about it, 14 bullet holes. They dug out 2 different calibers, and Sirhan had this 6-shot gun.
Right.
And they by the way, he was grabbed after the first shot and his arm pinned down.
That's true. Rafer Johnson and some other big old football player, Rosie Greer, they all jumped on him, okay? He may have gotten off one decent shot and the rest of the shots went wild. In fact, that's another thing to remember in the death of Robert Kennedy. There were bullet holes in door panels and in the ceiling tiles. These were all taken away by the Los Angeles Police Department and have now disappeared. They're not available to anybody, okay? If that's not evidence of a cover-up, then I don't know what
it is. The same thing with Oklahoma City. They have Controlled Demolition Incorporated come in and blow up
same
the rest of the building,
JFK.
Hide it under guard, pour concrete in with the chunks. Same thing with JFK, same thing with 9/11, same thing with Waco, covering up the evidence.
Exactly. And they are now so arrogant about it that they don't even take too much pain and trouble to cover it up.
They even blow up Building 7 in front of everybody.
That's right. And then just said, well, there was a little fire in it somewhere.
But now we have just everybody, all these physicists, all these scientists, Italian presidents, CIA section chiefs, Willie Nelson. I mean, all these top actors, best actress this year.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis no longer being a neocon, saying they killed Kennedy and the same group that did that, basically did 9/11. I mean, they're losing all their own people. What are they going to do?
Well, unfortunately, they'll probably go to the tactic of desperation, which
nuke.
Is to launch another war or to set off a nuke or some terrible terrorist weapon in this country, and then, of course, blame it on foreign terrorists and take more power.
Meanwhile, the very same elite with the admitted superconducting super colliders and other similar facilities are doing things their own equations say good chance of blowing the entire planet up. I mean, what's wrong with these people?
I don't know, but they need to be stopped.
They're just totally power mad, aren't they, Jim?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a little power is not enough. It's all of this is being orchestrated by the oligarchy that runs this country, the little, small, wealthy elite. And these people deal in millions of dollars. I mean, you know, $5-10 million to them is pocket change. How much more wealth and power do you want?
Well, it's their very nature to be hyper-competitive, and plus the mad scientist out there who will do anything. I mean, they thousands of factories randomly splicing every type of DNA you can imagine, already giving rise to super viruses, super bacteria. I mean, that alone can create the Andromeda strain. I mean, that's why so many top scientists say they believe there's a very low probability that we'll even survive as a species, Jim.
If we're going to survive, we better start paying attention and start standing up for ourselves.
Well, I'm not an anti-technology person, but we need to put serious brakes on all of these, you know, sensitive technologies, because they admit they're doing all these experiments having no idea what it's going to do.
Well, what we need to do is pass some laws that says all of this should be done in the open. Okay? Everybody needs to know what they're working on, how they're working on it. Okay? And that way, then the public can thoughtfully decide if that's proper or not.
But like Dick Cheney says, he doesn't care what the people want. It doesn't matter. The leader knew what they want. Fire out your website, Jim Mars.
JimMars.com.
Jim, I want to have you on in the next few weeks for 2 hours. We can really break all this down. Thanks for spending time with us.
Okay. Take care.
You bet. There goes Jim Mars. JimMars.com. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are my websites. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America needs